Exclusive: Brian Kemp dismisses MTG's request to criminally probe Fani Willis for corruption. By Wendell Hasebo on January 18, 2024. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., dismissed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's RGA request to criminally investigate Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis for corruption. Exclusively telling Breitbart News on Thursday that Greene should refer her complaint to the state's oversight committee. Kemp's failure to act means Willis will be able to continue interfering in the 2024 presidential election by prosecuting former President Donald Trump. Greene filed a complaint last week against Willis and her top prosecutor, Nathan Wade, seeking the dismissal of the charges against Trump. Nathan Wade had an improper relationship with Willis, according to allegations. Willis and Wade reportedly met with the Biden administration before indicting Trump in August, raising questions about whether the White House coordinated the Trump prosecution. Infuriating conservatives, Kemp dismissed Greene's complaint and urged the congresswoman to refile it with an oversight committee. State law, he said, has a process to handle county prosecutors' disciplinary actions. The congresswoman has every right to refer her complaint to the Oversight Commission once the legislative process concludes this session and the commission begins full operations, a Kemp spokesperson told Breitbart News. Just last year, the Georgia General Assembly laid out a specific oversight process for district attorneys that is transparent and unbiased, which the governor supported and signed into law. The state's oversight committee operates like a disciplinary commission with the power to remove county prosecutors from public office. As with all committees, they move very slowly. Time is of the essence, according to Greene, because Willis's prosecution is drying up Trump and fellow co-defendants' resources. Kemp, who vacationed in Davos with global elites on Tuesday, said the allegations against Willis are serious and jeopardize confidence in the state's legal system. These allegations are deeply troubling and evidence should be presented quickly, the spokesperson added. Georgians must have confidence in our legal system and its procedures. And these allegations, in addition to the lack of direct response from District Attorney Willis, jeopardize that confidence. Republicans and allies close to Trump criticized Kemp's decision to avoid conflict. That's bullshit, said Mike Davis, a Republican operative close to Trump's world. He has statutory power right now to order a criminal investigation. Greene explained that a committee process, in general, is a good idea but said action against Willis is an urgent matter. Governor Kemp and our state attorney general Chris Carr need to step in and do the job that they have the power to do. And that is to launch a criminal investigation into Willis and Nathan Wade, Greene exclusively told Breitbart News. What I'm focused on is the fact that I believe our governor and our state attorney general should use their power. She continued. They have the power to go after a state district attorney who is abusing her power to go after the former president of the United States. Trump is not the only person impacted by Willis's prosecution, Greene said, noting the co-defendants in the case. These people are being drained of money while they're having to pay lawyers. They have incredible stress in their lives and their families' lives, she said. This is affecting real people in Georgia. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.